Hello, one and all. We are back at Dojo Download, and we have our champion. And I'm here, and this champion is Tamano Sato. Yay! I forgot to introduce you. We have Tamano Sato here with us today, as always.
Hello.
Well, yes, we have the usual winner. We're gonna say it in 3, 2, 1. Is that Tami Fuji? I am joking. It's Onishiki. It is Onishiki, the new Ozeki. Did not get too drunk in December. Came back and got it. Obviously, it was a very unusual run of to the championship, but he did it. He Asa Shuriken famously go fuck himself, as usual.
What?
Because he was like earlier in the tournament when like everybody was going like badly in the top ranks, like the day that I think all of them lost or something like that. He was like going crazy in social media. I've heard of. I didn't see his things, but I saw that heard that he was going crazy on social media, calling them the weakest of like of ever. And I'm like, shut the fuck up, man. Shut up. Like you're
He's
good.
such an
He's such an asshole. He's like such a narcissistic. Like I remember. I do think now he doesn't even talk to Hoshoryu anymore. I think Hoshoryu kind of cut him off. But I
Yeah,
believe
kind
before,
of.
like around Hoshoryu's first Yusho, every other basho, Asa Shiryu was like saying horrible stuff to him. And then he gets his first Yusho, and then he's great. And then he's back at throwing shit at him. And then he becomes Yokozuna, and he's all happy. And then, like again, he's just a narcissistic piece of shit. So you know,
Yeah,
he's
he's kind of
really.
an ass, but
It
that's
is
funny.
funny. It
Honestly.
is funny. But yes, after a playoff with the aforementioned Tami Fuji, which was a very good match from both of them.
It was for a second I thought it was Atami Fuji for the win.
Totally, he played it as he should have. However, Aonishiki is just that slimy and technical, and he got the head throw in. But Atami Fuji got him high. He did not let his head on the chest. He brought them both together by like clamping the arms. He just couldn't, like, at the moment he was gonna readjust to keep pushing, Aonishiki got the neck and threw him down.
That Kubinage was
It
crazy.
was a great moment for Kubinagi. It was really well done. Congratulations to the new Ozeki now with his second Yusho already in a run. We should
We
hear
were
by
talking
next.
with we were talking with a few people on the chances of him being Yokozuna after next Basho.
I mean, they are not bad. They are not bad. I mean, we will hear from the YDC
Next week,
next week. Yes, we
I
will
guess.
hear the.
I don't
Will
know.
he be in a run? Will he not be in a run? We'll get to know that soon. And there's words is final, obviously. And there's nothing we can do about it. So if they say he needs another Basho at Ozeki, and he's not in a run, then he's not in a run. I think what they'll say is he's in a run, and they will leave it to they will say like, but not using the w clear words, but they will probably have be saying like, you need a really strong Yusho. You need a strong Yusho to get it.
I
14 or
feel
above, please.
the
Hello, Kuno. Welcome,
Yusho
welcome.
and strong Yusho.
A strong
Yusho and
Yusho.
strong Yusho. The Jun
Exactly.
Yusho will not cut it.
Nope.
Just won't.
He will need. But hello, Kuno. By the way, we are talking spoilers, so yeah. So
Watch out.
if you haven't, we've already said who has won. So be careful. But again.
And apart from that and a few wrestlers, it was quite an underwhelming Vasho.
Pretty
We said it on day
much.
eight.
It was very weird. Like that usual by the middle, by day eight, like loads of people in their usual run. It was like it was chaos. Proper chaos.
And from like day 10, everybody was Makekoshi.
Pretty much. Yeah.
It was like big shout outs though to Fujinokawa and Oshoumi
Yeah,
for
my
getting,
boy, good boy.
both 10
Ten
wins.
wins. I wanted a special prize, but they said that he had to defeat Atami Fuji, and that did not happen, obviously.
I saw the matchup. I was like, there's no way
There's no.
Oshoumi
There
beats
was some
Atami
way.
Fuji.
There was some way. It was not impossible. It was going to be really hard. Fired up Atami Fuji, as big as he is, and Oshomi is not massive. It was going to be an
Oh
uphill
no.
battle from the start, and I don't mind that he didn't get it. He did
Ten
what he
and
had to
five,
do.
I'm still happy.
I
He
am happy.
looked strong and he looked
This
good.
Basho, he looked like his best self. It looked like he was doing stuff. He didn't get injured. He didn't. No tape appeared out of nowhere, which I was so glad for. Because previous Basho of him in Juryo, it was just like he starts with just a taping on the both knees, like very light taping on the knees, and then he adds a little bit more on the knees, and then he adds something in his elbows, and then he adds something in his shoulder. I'm like, God damn it, boy, what you doing? It
It was
was,
kind
but
of
now he's good. He didn't take any funny falls. He's doing great.
tough. And like apart from those two and Kirishima who got 11 and 4,
Again, well, he wants to go back at Ozeki.
he kind of fucked up at the end, losing to Kotozakura and Onosato and Atami Fuji. But still solid, still
Still
strong.
solid. Special prize, I believe.
Yoshino Fuji and Atami Fuji.
Bro.
Kirishima and Atami Fuji got Kanto
Kanto
Sho.
shows Yoshino Fuji
And
Shukunshu because of his Kimboshi, very much talked
it's double
about.
Kimboshi.
Double, yes, his double Kimboshis. I guess,
He
yeah, I
got
mean, he
double.
got Kachikoshi and I guess he was the only one who defeated both of them.
No, Atami Fuji also.
Right. And but he gets the
Him
Kanto show.
and Atami Fuji.
Oh yes, because for Atami Fuji he was gonna get Shukunshu if he won the Yusho. So therefore he didn't get two of them, I believe. That's why. He like his special prize was particular about winning the Yusho. I believe.
Good to know.
I believe.
But yeah, apart from that, both Yokozuna got the Yokozuna Kachikoshi 10 plus wins, so that's
Yeah, both of them got it, so that's. I mean, we knew they were both injured, and I'm surprised both of them didn't pull out, but they didn't, so they're there.
And
They are
they
there.
ended with 10 wins. Like, Oshoryu looked best the last 2 days.
He did, for some reason, he did. I mean, is he looking
I hate
good when he does trolls? According to just to the JSA, no. But.
it. No, but he looked good in good shape, because he
Yes.
bullied Kotozakura and Onosato.
He did. Onosato was painful to watch, and he still mustered 10 wins against the Maegashira, really? And
Yes,
both Sekiwake
there are
and
few.
both Ozeki, because Atami Fuji. Well, blah, 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 I misspoke. Because Onishiki still hasn't figured out Onosato, and he. I was saying this to people who train sumo with me. I think that to get. It's not a hard rule, but a soft rule for him to get to Yokozuna is he's able to defeat both Yokozuna pretty well, and he needs to
Well, he
figure
got
out
one. He
Onosato.
got one.
He got one, but it's the one that he already knew how to beat. Like Onosato, he needs to figure out how to beat Onosato.
And I guess it's gonna happen though. I can see it happening.
Yeah. Also, by the way, this
But
is in 10 minutes-ish. It will be about when I have to leave for like 5 seconds, and then I'll be back.
no
And then
worries.
you monologue, or like I'll edit it. I'll edit it actually. I'll edit it. I'll just remove it. So don't worry about. You don't have to speak. Kunosaki also doesn't have to speak when I'm gone. I'll be gone, and then I'll be back, and then in the editing, I'll remove it.
No worries. Also, quick shout out to a couple of lower rankers who won their Yusho.
Oh yeah, Asahi let's Fuji. Go over those. Yeah.
Yeah, Asahi Fuji won the Jonokuchi Yusho. Funny thing, he had to do a playoff
with
against
his
one of his table mates.
Yes, Aoi Fuji. I saw that. Aoi Fuji has been a Jonokuchi lifer. Really, he's Atami Fuji's friend, and I believe they went to the same high school together. But he's Atami Fuji's attendant, I believe. He was out for a long time. Aoi Fuji was out for a long time, really.
Okay.
Not now. Before. Oh no, he actually had put out twice in a row. Anyway. Like in 2023, he pulled out first, and then he fell off the Banzuke until July 2024. Then he came back, and then he got a career high, joined it on 5, and then he pulled out again, probably injured himself, pulled out again a couple of basho, and came back, only to fight once last time in November, just to not fall off, and then this time he came back, and then he got a perfect record, and then faced his stablemate. Which everybody knew. Everybody knew Asahi Fuji was gonna win.
Yeah, that was in Jonidan, it's Koseryu. I don't think it's, you know, it's gonna be anything important. In Sandanme, it's Anano Fuji.
Yes, Kawazoe. The former Kiho, the former Kawazoe. He came back with another Sandanme Yushu, his second Sandanme Yushu.
So that's good. I guess
and
we'll
then...
see him.
I think one of the matches he had was against Nabatamen.
Yep.
On the Nabatamen. He had a fight with Nabatamen, so like a junior level bout in Sandame. That's really cool.
And then... talking about Nabatame, his stable mate, Nobehara, won Makushita.
Yes, so after defeating Enho on day 13, he won. And sadly for Enho, I do want to get to the Juryo promotees, but let's do it after come back. After I come back, because I this is the best part of the Banzuka, is trying to figure out who's going to be promoted on Wednesday. So let's see. Both debutants to the top division this time didn't... Well, Asahakuryu got his Kachikoshi.
Yeah, barely.
Barely. After losing 5 in a row, he won 3 in a row. And then he got 8 wins like that way.
Yeah.
Poor Hatsuyama had a tough run. Basically, immediate Makikoshi. He got a couple wins there. With, like, defeating his highest ranked opponent... It was the one who he beat, which was Kimbozen, which is crazy. I mean, Kimbozen also not that great, 4-11, but, you know. Hatsuyama is going to go back to Juryo. it's funny that he might be the second coming of Azumaru, and he is from the same stable as Azumaru. So, who they put
I think that's why I love him.
I mean, Tamanoi is a really interesting stable. Like, they have two Sekitori. They have... Tohakuryu and Hatsuyama. And they have, like, I think some former Sekitori in the lower divisions as well.
Yeah, Yoshiazuma and Fujiazuma.
Yoshiazuma is theirs, yes, and Fujiazuma. So, like, they are not... It's not a weak place.
They
have Toseiryu and Toshunryu, which are both like good Makushita strong guys. Gyotoku, a Makushita Tsukadashi who got injured, but he did 500 wins in Sandame, so he should be back in Makushita next time.
And they have Tenchoyama.
Tenchoyama, yes, the Mongolian who was a tough nut to break for Asahi Fuji at the beginning of the tournament.
Yeah, and it's his only loss.
Yes. It was his only loss. So he is good as well. Like, it's a good stable, but, like, they are, like, you know, not... It's
just
like,
look at it.
yeah, pretty much. Who else? Anybody did anything spectacular, really? Well, Hakuno Fuji pulled out the last 2 days. Plus 3 days,
That kind of
really.
sucks.
That kind of sucks. Apparently, he got injured versus Uda. So, well,
Yeah,
wishes
that's what I
for
heard.
him. Tamawashi, 5 and 10. Don't know why
That
I'm pointing it
sucks.
out. It kind of sucks, but, like, it's fine. Like, really.
Yeah.
It's not. I'm not.
It's Tamawashi, so I want him to win. I want to see him
Yeah.
like do well,
But
but yeah, I
he's
like it.
done worse in the past. He's gone 2-13 before in the last 2 years. So
Yeah,
he's
and
done worse before.
I guess next Basho is gonna be easy for him because he's gonna fall down quite a lot, and
Yeah, he's
usually down
been
there.
in the joy for like almost a year straight. So like he's gonna
Yeah.
get a break.
The last time he was double digit, he got like a 7 and 8, 8 and 7, 9 and 6, and then he followed that with a 10 and 5 at Magashi was 7. So he can do it. He can do it. I believe in him.
Totally. Who else? I think that's about it, really, for Makushita. Really, my gosh, sorry, there's not a lot of people who did anything spectacular.
Yeah.
Obviously, our usual contenders, who did good, they did well. But
Yeah.
it's about it. That's
It's
about
just
it, really.
nothing crazy.
No, nothing. I mean, the craziest thing, really, is that Tami Fuji 12 wins. Like, what?
Yeah.
What?
Like New Year, you are Tami?
Yeah, like, wow. That's the most
I'd be
surprising thing.
happy. I'll take it, you know? Like
Finally.
Atami Fuji, because like he's gonna be at least Komusubi, because he
Yeah,
cannot.
what I'm thinking is Wakamoto Haru Komusubi East, and then Natami Fuji jumps over Yoshino Fuji, and then he gets Komusubi West, Yoshino Fuji Maegashira 1 East.
Yeah, he's getting fucked, Yoshino Fuji. Sorry, no.
Same thing that happened with
Rude.
Hakuno Fuji, like they got stuck in
Yeah.
M1. So
Yeah, that's rough.
it's just
But
Bonzuka
yeah.
luck. Unfortunately, I think he's gonna just be M1 again. And
Yeah,
Atami
with
Fuji's
Waka
gonna get
Taka Kage.
finally Atami Fuji's gonna get finally his Sanyaku debut.
Yeah.
After a good 2 years of trying, of being in the
Yeah.
joy.
Gosh, that was.
Yeah.
And like
What a
nearly 2
toil.
years of being in
Yeah.
Makuchi.
It's
Nearly a bit
crazy.
more than 2 years.
Yeah, well, he had that
Yeah.
one basho in 2022, and then he hung around in judo for a bit again. And then he had, then when he came back, he had that playoff with Takakesho, which was still very funny.
That's right. Damn, I did, yeah.
That was
I'm
ages
seeing that.
ago. That was ages ago.
Oh.
That's crazy.
And he's still so young.
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
Fucker, 2 years younger than me.
No. Yeah, well, that's these massive guys. Incredible. I guess so let's go to talk to Julio now. Talk to Mr.
Yeah.
Julio, John Julio.
There was a
Well, we
playoff, by
have
the way. No? No, there was no playoff. I'm
there was no
stupid.
playoff. Yusho went to
Which is great.
Wakano Sho
Yeah, I'm.
from tomorrow, or well, now in Japan already is tomorrow. From today in Japan, there's a new master at Wakano Sho's stable. It is Takakesho. It is gonna
Oh,
be Minatogawa stable from tomorrow onwards, until
okay.
probably Takanosho retires, and then Takakesho
Yeah.
branches out, or he branches out. Who knows? But then Wakano Sho, as a very dutiful student, won a 12-3 Yusho for his retiring master. I don't know if he's gonna remain a Sanyo, maybe. I fully did not see anything about it.
I have no idea, to be
Yeah, me neither.
fair.
I don't know if Tokiwayama is staying a Sanyo. Maybe. Probably. I don't know. I
But
don't
I'm
know. We'll...
happy. Yeah, it was a good thing. He defeated Fuji Ryoga, who, despite that loss, I'm pretty sure will be promoted to the top division with a
Yeah,
nine
because
and
we
six.
have. What do we have? We have Hatsuyama obviously coming down. And then what? Ryuden coming out, that would be great. I'll be happy. Tomokaze.
Because he lost, because Ryuden lost to Sada no Umi. So, no, to Koto Eho. So
Kotoeho.
they will change place.
Will. Will is a strong
Fujisawa
word, but
P7.
probably. He does land. Ryuden does land in Judo by the numbers.
Yeah,
Yeah,
and
so
Kotoeho is
probably.
1 minute, so.
Yeah, Fujisane is 11-4. He will go. Kotoeho doesn't have anywhere to go. He'll go. And then probably. Yeah, Fujibudioka. So it will be
Yeah.
probably Hatsuyama, Ryuden, Tomokaze. Probably coming down.
Yeah, and there's nobody else that really
Yeah, no, that's pretty like that's pretty much a done
is.
deal. What is not a done
Yeah.
deal? It's who's coming up from Makushita. Because I always get this wrong, and I probably will get it wrong, but I am pretty certain. Toshino Fuji, the goat, he will go
Yeah.
up. He should go up. He will go up because Hakuyozan is coming down. Hidenomi is coming down, and I did check three times. Tochi Daikai, with him pulling out with his leg injury, he does land in Makushita. By the numbers, he will come down. He
Yeah,
will fall
Judo
down.
7. Yeah.
Yeah, which does say probably saves Kotokuzan. Kotokuzan is a bit of a 50-50 in history. So, like that rank J6 with a 3 and 12, he will probably be saved. Which probably means either Himokamaru or Shimazumi won't get brought up. One of them.
That's
Because, yeah, it will be Toshinofuji, Fukuzaki. Maybe Himokamaru if
yeah.
they're feeling like it. But like Shimazumi, he kind of lands into Juryo. And like if they want to, they could leapfrog him from Himokamaru, give Himokamaru Makushita 1, which is fair. What does
Yeah.
facilitate this is that Enho hasn't won. Because if Enho had won a perfect Zensho in Makushita,
Would have been like
he has
promoted.
to be promoted, basically, at like at that rank, at that level. Oh, it's raining
Does
here.
he have to? That's the thing,
Yes.
does he have to? Because it's Makushita, I don't think they really.
The
Like, it's not a
precedent.
hard written rule.
The precedent that has been solidified is that Makushita 15 above, if you
Yeah.
get a Zensho, you get Juryo. Basically, that was the whole thing when Hakuoho was first coming up and he debuted with a perfect Zensho. That was the whole thing. Like, will they? Because they hadn't the last time 25 years ago, some shit like that. And so that was the thing. So pretty much that confirms with Hakuoho's promotion to Juryo back when he was OGI. It does give credit to the notion that M15 above is the promotional zone. And with Enho being at like Makushita 11, that wouldn't have been enough, totally. But like with his one defeat, he will get slotted up to like M3, Makushita 2, something like that. I just don't know what to do with Shimazumi. I just really don't know what to do with Shimazumi. Because if Shimazumi had done 5 and 2, I would say Himokamaru would go up. But it's 6 and 1 and Makushita 5, that's really annoying. And I don't know who I would bet on, you know?
I do think Shimazumi will get the push over Himokamaru. But like it really is 50-50 because
Pretty
they
much.
both fought a judo wrestler and kind of have that interchange fight.
Yes.
Himokamaru defeated Hakuyozan, Shimazumi defeated Idenoumi. So, complicated.
It is.
Luckily for us, we're not part of the Banzuke team.
Nope, thankfully we're not.
I already struggle with RTY. I don't want
Like real
It's enough
people's
work.
careers on it on the line, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, no,
I'll be like, everyone gets Ozeki. I don't give a shit.
yeah, that is like a really difficult call. Which also does well. And then we have what else is gonna happen? Mita is gonna disappear. Tochi Musashi is gonna fall. Shiden's gonna follow. Taka Kento once again is gonna be high up again in Makushita, probably gonna go back to Judo at some point. Inami, a bit disappointing, 3 and 4. Yoshi, again, 3 and 4. Kotokenryu, we spoke last episode. Crazy. Miyano Fuji somehow salvaged a 0-3 into a 3-4. Which I'm glad. Okaryu. Okaryu.
6-1,
new high rank. Next Basho is his line for Juryo, basically.
Yeah. And Shimano Umi, 4-3, Kachikoshi.
Crazy.
The old man absolutely bonkers.
Time, not because I'm mean, I'm just saying, like, it's crazy. He's still fighting. I thought he had a Kabu, and now I'm having second thoughts. I don't think he has a Kabu.
He does. He's lending it to Akiseyama.
I mean, we don't know officially. That's what I see. That's what I mean. Obviously, Akiseyama is borrowing, and it must be from Shimanomi.
It's not a known deal. It's not a fact.
It's not a fact. It's the easiest explanation to why Akiseyama, of who Akiseyama is borrowing with, because Shimano Umi married the granddaughter of the previous, no, the daughter of the previous Izutsu master. She's okay. The daughter of Sakahoko, which was the last Izutsu master, which was Kakuryu's stable master.
Yeah,
that usually means like he got the couple as well.
Because it says in the family most of the time.
He's in the family.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it probably means that he has a couple. The thing is, why is he still fighting? Why is he still endangering his body? 3 basho in a row in Makushita, you know?
He just likes beating on young kids in Makushita.
Maybe.
I think.
Maybe he does. I mean, that That's must dark. Be like a, that seems like a positive hobby.
That went dark, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, we have Arashi Fuji. Very cool spot. I do like Arashi Fuji. That's a good name. He That's went 3-4. No, 4-3, sorry. 4-3. He has got that. Kachikoshi. Otsuji, 5-2, wants definitely to go back to the Kushi Juryo. Enho, 6-1. He really wants that Kachikoshi next time to make it. And that would be glorious. Next Basho is the make or break, I think. Pretty much. Then we have Hanaoka Kachikoshi. Hanaoka Kachikoshi, and then Fujisodai, the previous Noda, 5-2, under his new name.
Looking good.
Mm-hmm.
I like Fujisodai. I like Fujishima's Shikona. They are unusual.
They are nice. They are good. I do like the Wisteria kanji. That is a nice kanji. It's so bad that it's the same thing as like. It's sad, the same thing as Mount Fuji, which is what the other Fujis all are. Except for Fujinokawa. Fujinokawa is also the Wisteria Fuji, but he's in Tsunami.
Okay.
Why am I mansplaining Shikonas here?
It's fine.
Anyway, the new guys in Makushita. Let's look at the new guys in Makushita. We had Kaki, the previous... Last Basho's Sandalme usual winner, he has won all three. He won Jonokuchi, Jonodidan, and then Sandalme back to back. This is his first Basho without winning a usual, which I'm sure he is disappointed about. But he's doing good. He's doing fine. I think he's doing fine. 5-2 at Makushita 21 at 22 years old. Not too bad. Pretty good. Seiyu, wherever he's from. He's from Hidenoyama. Wow, okay. The 20-year-old and his Makushita debut, he got 4 wins, so Kachigoshi, good for him. Uzumasa, who is from Isenomi as well, been around a couple years, just met Makushita, also Kachigoshi. Soma, he's from Futagoyama. Okay, he unfortunately went Makagoshi. Yumeno Fuji, also from the Fuji Army at Isegahama, he has gotten his Kachikoshi at Makushita. Awanoumi from Naruto, he got his Makikoshi, unfortunately. He's going to go back to Sandanme. Rakanji pulled out midway, apparently, and unfortunately for him, sadly. 1-6 record, basically. And the new Makushita Tsukarashi, the Mongolian Wakano Fuji, previously known as Book Chugun, he's gotten 6-1, Kachigoshi.
Yeah.
Only losing to Sandanme's Tsurubayashi, incredibly.
Who?
A veteran, a very long veteran. Wow, what a long career this guy has had.
He was a Makushita mainstay. When you said that, I was like, wait.
Yeah.
I know
he's been flipping flopping now a days into Sandanme, sadly.
Yeah.
I don't know, a lot of interesting... Again, we said this, you said this last episode, Tama, which is we are setting up for March. This was set up for March. March is going to be, I feel like, way more hype than this
was. What will happen with Aonishiki? What will happen health-wise for both Yokozuna? How the Sekiwake Komusubi slots are going to look?
Mm-hmm.
And the joy, it's a big setup, not just for March, but for the whole year in sumo.
Yeah, and will it be Aonishiki's year? He's started it well.
It's looking like it. It's looking like it.
We'll see by midway, by July, how it's going to be looking.
Yeah.
But honestly, for the Banzuke team, Sanyaku, really easy. Just keep Kirishima, keep Takayasu, take out Oho, put in Atami Fuji, bang. You got a Sanyaku.
It's done.
This year is very easy. This Basho is very easy compared to making November's one.
Yeah. And like M1 will be Yoshino Fuji and Wakata Kakage.
Yep.
And then the rest.
And then the rest will fall in somehow. They'll figure it out, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Actually, I don't know if that is it. Oh, the joy always is hard, actually. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Yeah,
where are those Kachigoshis? Oh, God. There's no Kachigoshis. Where are those Kachigoshi, guys? Why is there the joy?
I mean, yeah, there are so many, like, middling 8 and 7, 7 and 8. I think it's gonna be, like, one of the easiest ones they'll have to do in a while. Because even, like, the double digits are not crazy. We got a few 10 and 5, two 12 and 3, you know.
And then Abi, who was leading the Yusho for a while, 10 and 5 as well, so like they cannot bring him up a lot.
That's perfect.
Yeah, the sumo gods, they said, no, you will pay for your sins.
Yeah.
For your sumo sins, like... you get to stay in the lower part of the division.
Yeah, I was so mad when he did his Henka against Shishi.
It is horrible.
I called it. I called
you
it.
You called it?
Like, first second when I saw them getting good. I was like, he's going to Henka. And when he stood in front of Shishi, waiting for Shishi to put his fist down, I was like, motherfucker, you're just thinking which way you're going to jump. Like, it was written all over, and Shishi still fell for it.
Yep. I mean, Shishi famously has shit footwork, and that's just his gig, unfortunately for him.
Yeah.
That is just
true.
Him. He just has a shit. Has really bad footwork.
Yeah, it's bad. He had one good footwork match against Fujinokawa, but that after that he was just
like that one he fought well, but then like
he was just a big bulldozer for the rest
pretty much.
Yeah, and talking about Henka, I don't know if you watched the whole division. Did you watch Chiyoshoba versus Tobizaru?
I've been not catching up, really.
It's okay. Chiyoshoba, the Henka master,
mm-hmm.
guess what? He got Henka'd.
Yay!
I was like, motherfucker, you invented that move. How can you fall for it?
You invented that move. Oh, that is really funny. Oh.
But like, so funny. To be fair, I hate Henkas, except mm-hmm. when it's Chiyoshoba doing them.
Except when it's Chiyoshoba, yeah, that's he can do it. It's funny. It's funny.
Yeah. We have Midori, Fuji, Katasukashi. We gotta have Chiyoshoba Henka.
Yeah, well, like we have Teru no Fuji, Kimedashis. We have Midori, Fuji, Katasukashi. We gotta have Chiyoshoba Henka. It's just necessary.
Aonishiki with his Uchimuso.
Uchimuso. You know? Wakamoto Haru, Uchari.
Yeah, I love those. He gave a few good this one.
Did he do one?
A few times no, he pulled once, them, once. But he got...
One he got credited like, for on day six. His first win was Uchari.
I think it was against Iradomi, but he lost. But it was a good attempt.
I see,
think he did one or two more, but he lost those matches.
What was Aqua's Kakenage. Aqua's Kakenage as well.
Just taking the leg and throwing.
Yep. And like just a massive dude doing that is just pretty funny.
Yeah. And it's funny because like I think it was against Takakento. And the guy kept spamming, trying to pull the Kakenage, and it did not work all the time.
So
he tried like three or four times, and it did not work every time. And at one point, he tried once more, and Takaketo just slapped him down, and he was the only one falling down. It was funny as whole hell. But it's funny to have, you know, one wrestler just spamming a move, and it just keep on working. Like, guys, figure this out!
No, yeah, it's really funny. Aqua is just so funny in general.
I love the guy. I don't really care about what rank he is. The guy is just funny.
He is funny. He's really funny. What was I going to say? I was going to say something. Oh, I am seeing people discussing on IRL some spoilers.
Oh.
And I have to agree with people that Hoshoro is just really unlucky.
Oh, yeah.
He's just really unlucky because he is a good wrestler, sure, but he's not going to be one of the greats, Yokozuna, unfortunately.
Unless something snaps.
Unless he wakes up and like Futabayama has descended from heaven and I'm being like, I am going to control you now. And then he just inhabits his body.
Yeah.
Like, no, unfortunately, he is the... Between him, Aonishiki, maybe if Aonishiki makes Yokozuna, and Onosato. Onosato, he's just the beast. He's the sumo wrestler. He's the sumo wrestler that you can think of. The John Sumo, basically.
Yeah.
And Aonishiki is just so incredibly technical and quick on his feet.
Yeah. He is so talented.
And like, Hoshoryu is having to pick at straws, really. He's having to like...
Yeah.
Work with what he's given, which is not going to be a lot of usual possibilities in the rest of his career.
And that's the thing. He gets close. So after the basho, it's like there's that frustration. So mm-hmm. he overtrains and he gets injured,
yeah.
So he cannot do well in the basho, so he's not doing really well. But the next time he's built that momentum back and he's doing really well and he gets close, but he fails, so he gets frustrating, so he overtrained. It's been like that all 2025.
Yes, pretty much. And
it's been like this time around.
If you look at the numbers, it's been his best year. Like, If you look at
Oh
his
yeah.
number of like Junyusho, he just like after he got Yokozuna, he got like three Junyusho, and like he's doing good. Like he's being tricky. He's
Yeah.
not being a pushover, but like it's just such a difficult field. It's just such a talented pool of guys that is really hard.
Exactly.
It's really hard.
Of
And like,
whole. Yeah, go, 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 go.
no, I'm just saying that he also is very unlucky with the type of people that like him and the type of people that hate him, because he's always going to be a very controversial wrestler. What do
Oh,
I
yeah.
mean? I mean that his fans are obsessed with him.
Yeah.
And because of that, lots of people dislike him because he has like these people that think that Hoshoryu, maybe not, maybe they don't think that, but they want to think that Hoshoryu is like gonna be one of the greats. He just needs to snap something on his head. But
Yeah.
like no, he's just a very controversial wrestler because he's so polarizing. Like
Yeah.
he's very spectacular, and that I feel like pulls a lot of people in, but also pushes a lot of people away from being fans of him. So like he's always gonna be, he's the next coming of the bad boy. He's gonna be between the perfect Onosato and like the young, and like the like how can I describe Aoi Nishiki? Like
He's the young angelic boy
he's the
of
angelic
sumo.
boy. Like he's battled
Yeah.
hard. He's from a country torn by war, and like Hoshoryu is just there. Hoshoryu is like having to like fight for the spotlight for his life,
Yeah.
and it's really
Hoshoryu
difficult.
is the Kiseno Sato, is the Kiseno Sato of
Yeah,
Yokozuna.
he
Always
is.
second, never first.
Yeah, because Kiseno
And
Sato is the Kiseno Sato of the Ozekis, because he was mostly an Ozeki.
Yeah.
Hoshoryu is gonna be the Kiseno Sato of Yokozuna. So I think that's bang on.
And you know what?
I mean, like he's gonna be the template for the next generation. Like it seems like he got his Yokozuna on the tail end of the previous, like the previous wrestlers. Whereas
yeah.
now we're getting the new batch of smaller, stronger, more technical, like
yeah.
the new generation, the next wave.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like he's probably the last one, and he got caught in the bad spot of, you know, I got my Yokozuna, but now everyone that I got my Yokozuna with is now cycling out, and I've got the new cycle to come in, and
that's
oh shit,
perfect.
what am I gonna do?
No, that is perfect, because like he was up and coming during Terunofuji's no Fuji's era, and now.
Yeah.
Oh.
Now that he's got, like, if you see his records, like, Teruno Fuji is about, like, he got promoted in to Yokozuna in 2021. 2021, when the basho that it was, like, the Teruno Fuji Hakuho match of the ages, it was also Hoshoryu's first special prize. It was his first technique prize.
Oh.
And then he came up 2022, he got Komusubi 2022 and 3, he got Sekiwake, and then he stayed Sekiwake, and then he gets Ozeki in 2023. And then he stays Ozeki for a while, posting double digits, being strong, and then he gets Yokozuna. And then Onosato appears, and then Onosato is here, and then run for your lives.
Yeah.
But if you look at his career, it's like, yeah, he came up during the vacuum where there were like four Ozeki, no Yokozuna showing up, and then these Ozekis all faltered, and then he made Ozeki, and then he made Yokozuna, finally, and then is here. So I think that was a perfect description from Kuno.
Now, not to take anything away from him, the man still got Yokozuna. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's not to take away from the accomplishment. It just, like...
Yeah, no, totally. I agree with
got,
you. I agree with you.
Yeah.
I agree
yeah,
with
he,
you.
He got both lucky and unlucky with his timing.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. He's a very transitional Yokozuna. He's not like
right.
the Dai, and I really hope he can become a Dai Yokozuna. I strongly think he can still do it.
That's a hot take.
It's an incredible thing if he does.
Yes,
but like he's not. Too old? the field, yeah, while I mean, he's like, what, 27, 28?
He is 26, or should
he? 26, right.
Oh, so he's still got a couple of years.
He's got some 10-ish years, I think.
This year, he turns 27 in May.
He's turning 27. Yes, okay, so let's say he's 27. He has a couple of years in him. He has a few years in him.
He got a couple years in him, and as strong as the Bonzuke is right now, it's not perfect. It has never been. It never will. Onosato can fuck up. Aonishiki has shown against a few wrestlers. Onosato can fuck up.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of guys can still be, spoilers. Spoilers. So I think he can still... He will get a few Yushos. And maybe if luck turns, he can get 8 more. That's massive.
Is massive. That is hard.
He's still got a couple of years till the next wave solidifies their style and makes their mark, starts to make their mark.
Yeah, exactly.
So I mean, he's got to get on it like now.
Yeah, because that's
he's got to establish it.
Out of all the very new guys, the one that are completely solidified are Onosato and Aonishiki.
Mm.
Those two, they can only get that much better.
Yeah.
Aonishiki is incredible, and I think it's only a matter of time until he gets Yokozuna. But he cannot improve that much. Like, he's just that damn good already.
Yeah, I feel like that's an accurate assessment, thinking about it.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, his natural rank is Yokozuna. His natural talent is Yokozuna. I don't even want to be wrong what I'm going to say. it's just a matter of time. But like the rest, Yoshino Fuji is... I don't want to... He struggled. And I say that, they're going to catch Ikoshi, for fuck's sake. But he struggled. And apart from that, Akuno Fuji is riddled with injuries. Atami Fuji is Atami Fuji. I don't expect to catch Ikoshi next time. Fuji no Kawa is going to get bullied around next basho, because that's going to be tough. And, apart from that, there's not like anybody new that is like, oh yeah, that's gonna be a problem in the next basho or two. So Oshoryu still has time. A little time. The window, like the door is closing in for him. But
if he doesn't establish himself, he's really gonna be is the template for the next Yokozuna.
Yeah.
Exactly. And he has to change the way he trains. Because he gets injured.
All right.
I don't remember a time when he got injured in a basho.
Yeah.
And that's fucking terrible.
That is really bad.
That's my thinking. He overtrained himself, and then he pulls something, and then he's fucked for the basho. And it's a thing that we see a lot with wrestlers, and it's stupid. It is stupid. I say that from my very comfortable chair.
Yes.
That I've imprinted my ass on, and I don't train, and I don't do shit, but it's logic.
I will stand by and die on this hill that they need to get Western sports medicine people to come over there and assist with their training.
I will
die on this hill. They need Western sports guys to go over and like teach them. Hey, look, rest is just fucking important, if not more so than your training.
And we don't just talk about naps after eating.
No.
Yeah, dude. Like, look, man. If you felt your fucking your hamstring twinge yesterday, you don't need to be doing 2.5 hours of Shikos.
Yeah. It's like, no, it will buff up. No, it will not, dumbass.
No,
You're
no.
past that.
You get a minor
You've
tear, it
grown.
tears,
Why are
and then it
you?
becomes, like a major tear,
Yeah. Yeah.
and then
Yeah.
you separate it off your bone. Like, no, bad idea. Where's the
And
spray bottle? Bad, bad symbol.
it's like you say Western medicine. I say get your ass out of your the place where the sun don't shine and think, damn it. You know,
Right, I mean,
like the meme. Like the trainers, they need like the Oyakata, they need to step up. They fucking need to step up. You
right,
know?
like the whole holding tradition, like the whole holding to tradition thing is okay up until the point that you're killing your own sport, because
Yeah.
you're risking the people who play it. Like, I do that's basically what's happening with American football. It's
Yeah.
like people don't like all the new rules, and oh, you can't do this, and oh, it's not as good. Yeah, well, dude, we don't want half our people with CTE every other year.
Yeah.
Like, we're tired of sending our players out that have CTE, and they were the top prospect for the past 3 years in college, and they're out in one season because of one hit.
Yeah.
Like, dude, it's not sustainable.
That's why I'm pissed that like young Heias like Nakamura, who actually, from what I hear, change the way they train and change the way the guy take rest and heal. I'm so mad that those Heia don't have that much success to show for.
Well,
Because
right, it
if
sucks, but it's going to be that
yeah.
way until they figure out the right routine.
Yeah, and they have to. And that's why I got really frustrated when I saw Ono Sato deciding to fight on with his injury. When even guys like Gaga Maru, who is a former sumo wrestler, if you guys don't know the guy,
I know Gagamaru, yes.
even he told him, well, not told him personally, but said on social media, don't fight. Like that can be a career-ending injury. And no, he said, I'm gonna fight Kisino Sato, that motherfucker. I'm sorry. You know, let him fight. Like Nishio no Seki Oyakata. Fuck you, you know what a career-ending injury is.
Yeah, it is
And like,
surprising.
Ono Sato still got 10 wins. Yeah, but at what cost? He gave three Kimboshi. He may have fucked himself over. You know? I want to slap you in the face. You're taller than me, and I won't. But I won't.
I'll jump.
Yeah, I'll jump. I'll get a chair. I'll
mean,
go.
so like the newer stables, they got, number one, they have to last long enough, hopefully. But their success will show over time. Like, look at it'll wind up being farther down the line where it's like, look, all the Rikishi that came from Arheya, they're all in there. They've all lived past the average age. They all have a fraction of the injuries. Like, they're healthy, healthy lives. Going out, they don't have to worry about, well, their shoulders are all tore to hell. Their knees are tore to hell. They're perfectly fine and dandy. They can keep going. But,
Yeah.
that's going to be years down the line,
And that's
which is
what I like
unfortunate, but.
about Ajigawa Heia is Onishiki has been quite, I don't want to say pushed around by the chairman, by Akaku, that he doesn't train hard enough. And he's been like, I'm doing my rhythm, my rhythm, my rhythm. It's hard to say. And it's working fine for him. And I'm, you know. Most people, most guys have to do like that. You know, take your fucking time. You know, if 10 bouts is enough for you, 10 bout it is, not 20.
Right? I mean, you only have your 15 matches every other month. You've
Yeah.
got time.
Yeah, it's and like you have like outsiders tournaments that you guys do. Like it's already a fucking burden Don't kill yourself when you're home and training. Just like,
right?
I don't. I'm sorry. I'm being really French and complaining a lot. You know. I'll stop complaining now.
Yeah. No, I feel like that's just, it's just what it is. That's just accurate. Yeah.
It's the bothering truth, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've had. I mean, yeah. I don't know what they were gonna do about it. I feel like they're just gonna keep doing it, really.
Oh, unfortunately. Yeah.
They're just gonna keep doing it, and we're gonna have to deal with it. Cause truth is, not even like mod like Western sports, you are putting when you are a high performance athlete, you are already putting your body through more than it needs. And all athletes are busted over. I'm not saying that because all athletes are busted over, sumo wrestlers must be too.
Yeah.
But it's just what it is. Like Olympians, like people who go to the Olympics, they are all like, you don't see loads of people that keep coming back. Obviously, because Olympics are 4 and 4 years. But like, there is a toll to the body. Like, no matter what you do.
Absolutely. But that's the thing.
Yeah, I'm not arguing back. I'm just saying that, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Unfortunately.
I completely understand your point. That's the worst part. No matter what you do, you're going to get fucked. Mm-hmm. Your body, your joints are going to get broken. But there's a way to be less broken. You know, just attack.
There's a way to mitigate the overall damage you're doing.
But it's impossible to eradicate the injuries and
I mean, high intensity comes with high impact. It just that's the name of the game.
But it is how it is.
It is what it is.
It'd be like if they allowed above the waist tackles in rugby.
Yeah.
Or dip your head and stuff like, or to allow you to high knee someone who's trying to tackle you. Like, they put that stuff there in place for a reason. It doesn't stop it, but it at least lowers it to a manageable level.
Yeah. And
we want to see more years of sumo of the people who we like to see.
Yeah. And we barely started to see Tamawashi's career. I don't want it to end tomorrow. No, it's a joke. It's a joke.
now, without ruining the traditional side of it, how do you think that we get around all the injuries that happen coming off the dojo without changing the dojo?
Yeah, from what I kind of understand, most people agree that most injuries don't occur when you fall. Most of them happen when you fall off the dojo. That's like I don't really know how it is, but even like John Gunning, who can be really critical about sumo, said most injuries don't happen when you fall off the dojo. It's mostly like muscle tears and shit like that.
Yeah, and I do think that because there's no cushions, obviously, but like there's people right there. And like that kind of in training, at least in here, where we have a raised dojo, like a dirt raised dojo, are taught to stay around the ring to catch people. I don't know if in training they do that. Probably not, because it's not actually raised when they're in their usual stables. Maybe when they're in regional basho. when they stay at temples and stuff. Yeah. But like, I think they are able to hold each other. Like, you know, if somebody's falling, but like they know how to not go over when you're fighting. Yeah. And if you have one, you have to stop. You cannot not just keep going. So like,
yeah.
Most
and,
accidents.
And you see a lot of guys holding yeah. on to the other guy when he falls.
You really do.
Yeah.
So, like, I really don't know if the high dojo I mean, is...
If I had the ability, I would pull up a nice little a small GIF montage of when people go to try to step, oh, no, there's nothing there, and yoink, off you go. And you just landed your 200 kilo... I don't know what it is, pounds, but like 100, you know, 160 kilo self on your hip, or your entire weight comes down on your hip right on the corner of the dojo, and now you have a slip disc.
I mean, that is also true. That is also true.
Like, I'm not saying it's hyper, it's a common thing, but this small mitigating factor.
It's part of the fun.
I guess. Like really...
I
mean,
I kind of like it because I'm also of the same camp that's like, dude, if it's not dangerous, it's not fun.
Yeah.
I mean, at a certain
like you
point,
need a little bit of danger.
I remember when some weirdo got into the server and like had like a very shit opinion about that. That they have to like they're putting their lives on the line and that's how it has to be. It doesn't really have to be that, but at some point, like,
yeah,
why do we do sports? We do sports because it gives us adrenaline, and if it's not a little bit dangerous, then it's not fun.
Yeah, there's not the slightest, if there's not the slightest chance that you might die, it's not as fun.
Like, unfortunately, that's our monkey brain telling us. Unfortunately, that's the way.
Yeah.
All right. That's human nature.
It is. Yeah. It generally is.
But the thing like, is, the oh, I might die has to stay at like what 1%? You know?
Yeah. It's not like oh yeah, this is a very very thing. No, yeah, you might die.
Yeah. It's
like, a long shot, but it could happen, man. It's just crazy things happen.
Yeah. Hopefully, it does not happen that often. Sadly, it has happened once in my lifetime. That I know
yeah,
of.
Yeah, that is unfortunate.
Enough.
On the dohyo?
Yeah, that is...
Well, passed away.
No, most of the time it's because of heart
complications.
Failure.
Like, I don't think anybody has died literally on the dohyo, but like, yeah. Off injuries attained exactly on the dohyo, and that was cascaded everything. Yeah. Which was... Shobuchi was COVID. I forgot his name.
Same.
Higo something. Higo something.
He was from Toyo Hibiki.
Hibikiryu.
Yeah.
Yeah, unfortunately, yes. He was in 2021. And that was tough. That was really, really...
Yeah that hit.
On that particular end, you might die, though. It's... Out of all the overall sports, almost always the thing that happens is heart failure, or mm-hmm. some type of like something happens with your heart, and that's across all sports. Like
yeah.
even boxing and stuff, the people who have died like in the ring and stuff or right outside the ring, were I think there was only one that was to brain trauma, because of rabbit punching, but the rest of them were all heart. It's all heart issues.
I see.
Yeah.
Well, that is the how the ring is. It's literally the state of the ring, and having paramedics helps. And hopefully, with time, they will improve quicker and quicker responses. But at some point, it's still a martial art. It's still full contact.
Yeah,
you're gonna have heated bouts. You're gonna have ugly falls, and you just. It's more about. Helping minimize the risks than preventing them, because at some point there's just so much you can prevent.
Right, yeah. I mean, you go too far, then everything's got bumper pads on it, and
exactly
you've lost you it's lost its edge.
Exactly. Well, we've had such a great array of conversations today. and I'm very thankful for you both for joining me. I think today's episode can like be, it was really good. It was really good. I really enjoyed talking to all guys. And if you want to appear on Dojo Download, please come here. We are on Sundays. I don't know Greenwich time. But if you see my messages when I ping people when we are on, it's about that time. It will show on your time zone. So it's about that time.
Hit that button in the reaction rules if you have it.
In the reaction rules.
Yes,
there is. To be notified of a new Dojo download, you become a Dojo download devotee, as we all are.
Yeah.
So I will see you all hopefully next week, where we might hear Tamao Sato say,
Aonishiki Yokozuna 2026, calling it.
Let's go. See ya.
Easy. See ya.